السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers. Last week, from the Masnavi of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, I gave you the explanation given by Arif Billah Azhar Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dhamat Barakatuhum. And I explained to you that in that incident that we are discussing of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, there are many, many lessons for us. Not only Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, but all the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, who were in the company of the most beloved of Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But until Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left this world, all those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam were in constant mujahada. There was a struggle in their lives. Many, many of them, in fact majority of them, were facing tremendous odds from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen. Look at the number of enemies that had surrounded them. But the himmat and the courage and the strength that they had of iman did not allow them to rest. And it did not make them become despondent, irrespective of what kind of conditions they were facing. There was no question of even one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam under severe attack or tremendous amount of pressure, great amount of opposition, ever thinking of suicide or taking his life. Not one. Whatever incident you find, it was of a person that may not have been a true and a sincere companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because there were many, many from the munafiqeen who had accepted Islam outwardly. In their hearts there was no Islam. Whenever they saw the Muslims gaining, getting some victory, enjoying some fruits and benefits, then they proclaimed the kalima. And they said, we are Muslims. We are believers in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when difficulties came, tests came, hardships came, they turned around and disappeared. And they said, Allah Ta'ala did not say that this is how we were just going to give our lives. Look at the battle of Uhud. 300 of them turned around. From 1,300 leaving, it should have demoralized the whole army. The whole army would have given up hope that what would we do now? 300. But do we find any kind of despondency? Do we find any kind of giving up of hope or despairing of Allah Ta'ala's mercy? Or Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help? They had such yaqeen on the nusrat and help of Allah Ta'ala, as we are certain when the sun has risen that it is daylight. They had that kind of yaqeen, in spite of all the odds. You can tell them how much you like that, where is that Allah? You are going through so much of suffering, so much of difficulties, so much of tests and trials. And for days and days, months and months, and in that one boycott for 3 solid years, when not one of them doubted that whatever promises Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made was nothing but true. So we are discussing the ishq of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. That look at the persecution, the torture, and the suffering that he was going through. There was no question of human rights at that time. There were no conventions, Geneva Convention, this convention or anything that was guiding. As in our time also, no matter how many conventions there are and no matter how many resolutions they have passed, but if the Israelis have made up their minds they are going to bombard, or if America had made up its mind that it's going to imprison those people in Guantanamo Bay for years and years without any trial, then at that time all those conventions and all those resolutions carry no weight at all. And they don't give them any importance. After so many years now they're talking about closing up Guantanamo Bay. But still, what about those people who are there, some of them, who were just picked up, as they say, one was just a cook for the Taliban. And he's there for so many years. Is that human rights? In any case, as Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him that kind of yaqeen and that kind of muhabbat that his master was punishing him, beating him up, whipping him, making him lie down on the hot sands of Makkah Sharif, putting hot stones on his chest. But whatever it was, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu never gave up hope. And not only did not give up hope, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, why don't you just conceal your iman? You don't have to reveal it, you don't have to expose it in front of this Umayya bin Khalf, your master, who is Zalim. Zalim Yahudi he was also. So you don't have to expose. You can conceal, keep it in your heart. But Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 3 times, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him. But Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept on saying, Ahad, Ahad. One time he told him when we pass by, the next time when he meets, he sees again he's getting beaten up, what happened again? Again he tells him, keep silent. But that fire of iman that was burning and that fire of ishq and muhabbat that was burning in the heart of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala did not allow him to keep it in his heart. To obey the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there are 2 things. One is khawf and the other is muhabbat. There are only 2 ways that a person will obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no third way. Either he will obey Allah ta'ala because of muhabbat, because of love, or he will obey Allah ta'ala because of khawf and fear. These are the 2 things that will make him obey. But the difference between the two is this, that the person who will obey with khawf, then there will be mushaqqat and mujahada plentiful in that. The person who is going to obey Allah ta'ala with just khawf, that if I am not going to make my salat, then this punishment in the akhirat. If I don't make my salat, then I will go into the fire of Jahannam. If I don't make my salat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish me in different ways. Now this type of khawf, if it makes the person makes namaz, then there's going to be mushaqqat and mujahada, meaning that the person will have great difficulty in continuing. He will continue because there is that fear in the heart. But that fear in the heart, it will create great amount of difficulty for this person. He will not be able to do it easily. In other words, his getting up for Fajr also will be a great effort on his part. Because he's getting up out of fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That there's a khawf in his heart. If I don't get up for Fajr Salat, then Allah Ta'ala is going to punish me, so now he's getting up. But how is he getting up? He's getting up with great difficulty and pain and suffering. He makes it to the masjid somehow, he drags himself and goes and makes his namaz. But that does not make him make that namaz in the manner that that person would make who has got muhabbat in his heart. The person who is looking forward to that namaz, that my meeting time with my beloved Allah has come. The person who has got a meeting time with his illicit beloved, whatever time that may be, how he looks forward to it, how anxious and desirous he is. Come rain, come wind, come hail, come stone, come anything. The person is unconcerned. The person wants to meet. Now, so this person who has got that kind of love and ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he is also going to make namaz. He is also going to fast. He is also going to give zakat. But there will be a world of difference in his fasting, his namaz, his zakat. And the fasting, namaz and zakat and hajj and ibadat and the fulfillment of the rights of people. There will be a world of difference between his and that person who has got the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person who is doing it out of khawf and fear, and the person who is doing it out of love, there will be a world of difference. It will never be the same. This person who is doing it out of love, he will enjoy every moment of that ibadat. Every time he is doing something good, it will give him happiness in his heart, as that hadith sharif that you heard many times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that, what is iman? Mal iman? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is iman? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responded, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Meaning that when your good deed gives you happiness, joy, satisfaction, you feel really nice, you feel really good, inside there is a kind of surur, happiness. And when your evil deeds give you great amount of pain and hurt and grief, you don't feel comfortable, you feel restless, you feel that the earth should swallow you up and the heavens should come crashing down upon you. When you feel like that, you feel like there's a mountain on your shoulders. Then that is the sign that there is iman. But when evil and when sins give the person satisfaction, he feels extremely happy, and not only extremely happy, he feels proud. And even brags about it, and even advertises his sins, and is unconcerned where he is snapped, and where he is seen, and which casino, which disco, which clubhouse, which cinema, which theatre, and which dancing hall, and which gambling den, he is unconcerned. Then where is iman? So that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala now is giving us the true sign of a mu'min. Ishq of Allah Ta'ala, that fire is burning in his heart. He is unconcerned about the beating and the persecution and the torture. He is unconcerned what Umayyah bin Khalf is doing to him, because he's got the love of the real master in his heart and Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. So we had stopped where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the third time again he saw that he's saying, Ahad, Ahad. So Hazrat Arif Billah says, Bulbul kun kartu ainada, paabande sukuto khamoshi. Bulbul kun kartu ainada, paabande sukuto khamoshi. جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا فریاد لبوں تک آئے گی. How can you tie up the nightingale? How can you tell the nightingale not to sing when the beauty of the flower is before it? If you are going to put it in a cage and say, keep silent and don't say anything, don't lament, جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا فریاد لبوں تک آئے گی. When it is going to think of the chaman and the gardens, then the remembrance will make it sing. And the lament will come on its lips. Meaning that that believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you cannot tie him down. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who could not be tied down and told that don't say ahad, ahad, Allah is one. When he is going to think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I mean that fire and ishq, for the fire of the ishq of Allah ta'ala is going to burn in his heart, when the flames are going to rise, then he is not going to be concerned about what beating he is getting. He is going to say ahad, or he is going to say Allah, Allah, Allah. Bulbul kunatu kar ainada paabande sukuto khamoshi. A lesson for us that we should not be silenced. No matter what pressure from the outside world, no matter what pressure from the environment, we must go ahead with practicing upon Sharia, upon Quran, upon Sunnah. We must be bold, we must be courageous. None of us are being beaten up and tortured and persecuted like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. So then what is this feeling shy to make salat? Some people write, we feel shy to make salat. We work in certain offices and we feel shy to make salat when it is zuhr time. So we make our zuhr and asr one time at maghrib. So then Allah Ta'ala, did he not know that these people in the 20th century will be working in some offices? It will be difficult for them to make zuhr salat. So he rather make three times farz. What would have happened to us if that 50 namazes became farz? In Mi'raj, first it was 50. Any one of us would have been able to make the 50 when we can't make 5 times properly. If a ghair Muslim mahram woman extending a hand to shake hands, another person says that you feel embarrassed not to shake hands, feel embarrassed. What will they think of us? The table is filled with all liquor and wine and brandy and everything. As a person is feeling shy because I'm part of a company and there is a meeting of that company. So how do I excuse myself from there? If the person has got a very strong urge to relieve himself and go to the toilet, at that time does he say, how do I excuse myself from here? Therefore I rather relieve myself here. So for toilet the person can excuse himself. But to fulfill the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he cannot excuse himself. That time excuse himself. Say, I'm on a diet. Take your sandwiches and go outside on the lawn somewhere and eat it. Is it necessary that you have to sit with them on that same table with the liquor of brandy and eat and drink? These are just one or two simple examples I have given, but like that in everybody's life, my life, your life, and everybody's life, we come across so many different situations where we feel embarrassed to practice on Quran and Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, in propagation, you have to use hikmah. Certain places, we are not going to say anything to the others if it is going to cause fitnas. But who can stop us from practicing upon our Islam and our deen? Does anybody stop us? So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is taking the beating and is giving us a lesson. So that Muslim, when the love of Allah ta'ala will rise in his heart, then nothing will stop him. Bulbul kunatu karainada. This bull and bull is not those bulls that we slaughter at the time of Qurbani. Bulbul is nightingale. One person said, we take it for granted everybody understands simple words of Urdu. In the Zikrullah Majlis, we used to read and sometimes we still read. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ. سو پھول کیا کس نے, حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام was thrown into the fire. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered the fire. As the Quran Sharif ayat tells us, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So he thought that pool was pool. So he said, did Allah ta'ala give us Ibrahim alayhi salam one swimming pool? Like pool, did he give him a pool? Was he put into a pool? So I had to explain to him that that pool is flower. God is a flower. It's an expression. So here also just now somebody might think the Maulana was talking about the two bulls, bull bull.
Bull bull kutna tu kar inada pa bande sukuto khamoshi. Jab usko chaman yaad aayega faryaad labo tak aayegi.
The person who has muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't suppress his love. It will come on his tongue. It will be seen in his actions that this person is an ashik of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how much he tries to conceal. No matter how much he tries to conceal, we can see that that person is an ashik. The fragrance of the ishq and muhabbat of his heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause it to permeate. People will get that fragrance. As when we go to the parks or into our gardens and it has rained overnight, then there is no need for any kind of proof in the morning that it had rained. The wetness of the leaves, the freshness and the greenness will say that it rained.
جب پھر حضرت صدیق اکبر نے ان کو سکوت و اخفا کی نصیحت فرمائی تو حضرت بلال نے پھر توبہ کی, لیکن جب عشق آیا تو ان کی توبہ کو کھا گیا.
Again, حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, all right, I will not say احد loudly, I will say it in my heart. But when the عشق of Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ came into his heart, once again he said loudly, احد احد.
دلِ مسترب کا یہ پیغام ہے, تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام ہے. دلِ مسترب کا یہ پیغام ہے, تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام ہے.
This is where we stopped, I think, last week. دلِ مسترب کا یہ پیغام ہے, تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام ہے.
دلِ مسترب کا یہ پیغام ہے, تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام ہے.
He says, دلِ مسترب, what is دلِ مسترب? That heart which is restless, which is pining for Allah تبارک و تعالی. The love of Allah تبارک و تعالی is deep-hearted. Love of Nabi علیہ السلام is deep-hearted. So he says, then تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام ہے. That is the pegham, that's the message of that heart which is throbbing with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is no aram and there is no chain for me without you. Without Allah ta'ala's remembrance, there is no sukoon, that's what it means. Remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only thing that gives that person sukoon, and therefore Allah ta'ala himself mentions that. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. It is only in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the hearts find satisfaction. And zikr of Allah ta'ala, I have explained many, many times, is not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah, but the person is fully conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's presence, that Allah ta'ala is watching every move of mine, every action of mine. So his business dealings us according to Sharia, his home life, with the family, he's according to Sharia, his eating, drinking habits according to Sharia. Everything that he does, he is conscious that my Allah is watching, my Allah is with me. Allah Ta'ala is seeing me. He is not distant away, far away. So then he's got Allah Ta'ala in his life. It's not that 24 hours he's going to make tasbih in the masjid. The Muslim, he is a busy person. He does lots of things because he is a banda of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he's got different responsibilities and duties and obligations to fulfill. But the person is conscious, fully conscious that my Allah is with. And he is watching and I have to fulfill his hukam. And that is the zikrullah. And to reach that stage, the person keeps on taking the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. So when he's going to take it in abundance, then he will remember Allah Ta'ala on different occasions. That is why he takes it in abundance. So, tere bin suku hai na aaram hai. Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai. Tere bin suku hai na aaram hai. तड़पने से हमको फकत काम है, यही बस मोहब्बत का इनाम है. तड़पने से हमको फकत काम है, यही बस मोहब्बत का इनाम है. लाइफ लॉन्ग तड़पने से हमको फकत काम है. फ्लैप अबाउट लाइक दैट फिश दैट हैज बीन टेकन आउट ऑफ वाटर, हाउ इट फ्लैप्स, इट वांट्स टू गेट बैक इनटू वाटर. The fish can never enjoy sukoon and peace and tranquility and happiness outside water. It has to be inside water and also deep inside the water. If it's going to be like the sardines on top of the water, then little children are also going to grab it and take it away. They'll be snatched away. तेरे बिन सुकू है न आराम है, तड़पने से हमको फकत काम है, यही बस मोहब्बत का इनाम है. एंड दैट्स एन इनाम, दैट्स अ गिफ्ट ऑफ द मोहब्बत ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला. दीस थिंग्स हैव लेफ्ट आवर लाइव्स एंड इट इज नो मोर इन आवर डिक्शनरीज एनी मोर टू टॉक अबाउट मोहब्बत ऑफ अल्लाह ताला, टू टॉक अबाउट मोहब्बत ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इन द ट्रू सेंस ऑफ द वर्ड, नॉट जस्ट लिप सर्विस. दैट आवर एक्शंस, आवर ड्रेसिंग, our akhlaq, our dealings, our styles of weddings and walimas and everything against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. But we sing the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is not what we mean here. Talking about real love and ishq. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. That's a Muslim. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. In all his activities of life, he remains with Allah. Wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. He can be with millions of people, but his heart is with Allah. And this is not a fantasy world, as I always say, that we talk about. It's a reality, it's a haqiqat. Look at the lives of the awliya-i-kiram. They are with everybody, they joke, they laugh, they eat, they drink. We won't even make out any difference between ourselves and them from the outside. But if we only know what is happening to them inside, if the kings had known the tranquility and sukoon and serenity and joy and happiness and ecstasy that they experience inside their hearts of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they would have sent military. Like how at present they're sending military. They're using all the forces that they have at their disposal. Every kind of bomb they will. For what? To get some territory. They want territory. So then this is what the kings would have done then. To get that territory of the hearts of the awliya, they would have sent some kind of force. So therefore Allah Ta'ala gave it inside so they can't see it from outside. हाँ, दिले मुस्तरिब का ये पैगाम है, तेरे बिन सुकून है ना आराम है. दिले मुस्तरिब का ये पैगाम है, तेरे बिन सुकून है ना आराम है.
تڑپنے سے ہم کو فقط کام ہے، یہی بس محبت کا انعام ہے۔ حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا جسم تو ظالم یہودی کے سامنے زخم خوردہ تھا، لیکن ان کی روح حق تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ قرب میں مست ہو رہی تھی۔ آؤٹ ورڈلی حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ's باڈی واز فل آف بلڈ اینڈ وونڈز، بٹ ہز سول اینڈ ہز اسپرٹ اٹ واز انجوائنگ دا قرب اینڈ دا کلوزنس اینڈ دا معرفت آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ۔ اسی محبت حق کا نام حقیقی محبت ہے، لیکن افسوس آج کل لوگ نفس پرستی کو محبت کہتے ہیں۔ توبہ توبہ، یہ ہرگز محبت نہیں ہے۔ جو عشق حسن مجازی سے ہو وہ عشق نہیں، فسق ہے، اور یہ فساد ہے روٹی کا۔ illicit love relationships we call love، says توبہ توبہ، that is not love, that is فسق۔ That love which is عشق مجازی، the hearts have been given to some illicit beloved، it is nothing but fisq. It is not going to bring any kind of peace and sukoon in the heart. And this fisq is also due to roti, say roti. Meaning that because we have got enough food in our stomach and bellies, and that food has then turned with the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to blood, and it is giving us strength in our bodies. So therefore we have got the time for all this fisq. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to snatch away those bounties of food, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to take away the food and drink, Allah ta'ala must protect us. And especially after a person has enjoyed luxuries and he has enjoyed ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala plentiful, when it is snatched, then the person's life becomes a misery. So therefore this is the fisq which is due to that roti and that bread, meaning the food that we are eating, all kinds of mutton and chicken and fish and burgers and everything that we eat. When we get strength in the body, then that's the time nafs and shaitan now want to ride on us like a, making us the horse, and they become the riders. But take that away and let the person suffer some starvation, hunger and thirst, if it becomes prevalent, or the person suddenly loses everything and now, or he's stranded somewhere, he's lost somewhere, or his home and everything was destroyed, khuda na khasta, Allah ta'ala must protect. Then ask the person that, now do you want your illicit beloved, or you want roti? You want bread, or you want your illicit beloved? Then he will say, to hell with that illicit beloved. What am I going to do with that illicit when my stomach is empty? I've got no strength to stand. I've got no strength to walk. I've got no strength to move my hands. I have got no strength to even kiss. You are asking me now whether I want illicit. So where does that go at that time? Why don't the people at that time also say the same thing? Or the person is strapped to the hospital bed and the tubes are running through the nose and through the ears and through the stomach and everywhere. At that time ask the person, what do you want? Once again, we must not confuse, we must not mix up. There are pious and righteous people also strapped to hospital beds for days and days. For them it is an elevation of their status, their position. Allah Ta'ala wants to give them some high status. So he's putting them through some tests and trials. There's a world of difference between them and those people who are given such things as a punishment. We must not mix up the two. I'm just giving you the example of those people for whom it is a form of a punishment. Ask them and see if they are still interested at that time in the illicit, or they're interested in the food. So all these things which we are facing now, people are saying, what do we do, what do we do, what do we do? We have to build up the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance ourselves from all those things that attract us towards sins. Don't go near it, don't go close to it. If the person has got a cell phone which is picking up all the other
filth also, and he's got no control over it. It's got all the latest features, but he's got absolutely no control because his life is totally indisciplined, and he has become the banda of nafs and shaitan. And now he says, what must I do? What must I do? What must you do? Sell that away. Buy the cheapest phone on the market on which you can just receive some SMS and send some message or send, get a telephone call sent to someone. That's all. Why go for those kind of features then? And keep it in the pocket 24 hours where the person is tempted. So many letters we get from different parts of the world. Well, now what must I do? I just cannot seem to give up those porn sites. So why can't you give it up? Because there's no khawf-e-khuda and there's no muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ka ishq chunke mu'min ke khameer mein rakh diya gaya, isliye agar roti na bhi mile to bhi mu'min ke qalb mein zarra barabar haq Ta'ala ki muhabbat ki kami nahi hoti. That is a mu'min. That Allah Ta'ala has kept his love in the heart of the mu'min. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala is saying that the person who is a believer, his love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. Allah Ta'ala is saying that it is intense. Is there intense love in our hearts? We have to check. When that intense love will come, then our lives will be totally different. And it is for nobody else's good except our own. Our own. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us the best of both worlds. So that person who is an ashik of Allah Ta'ala, even if the bread is taken away, the food is taken away, he's being lashed, he's being beaten up, he's being persecuted, he's tortured, he's bombarded, he's imprisoned, whatever takes place, but no weakness will come in that person's iman, no deficiency will come. In the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there will be no reduction at all. He will still truly cling on to that same Allah from whom that test and trial has come. Because he believes that there is no one for me besides that Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. How many times we have seen with our own eyes that little children, the mother is spanking her child from this side and that side. And that child, instead of running away, is still clinging on to the same dress of that mother. Because that little child knows that it's my mother, whatever she does, but it's my mother. I can't run to some stranger. So the mother is hitting the child, or the child is still clinging on to that same mother. And then when the child starts crying and crying, then again after that, that same mother picks that child up and clings it to the bosom. And pats it on the head and gives it some sweet or chocolate or milk or bread. And again says, you are my baby, you are my darling. What lessons they teach us. In Makkah Sharif, now of course it is reduced to some extent, but at one time and even now too, you give one person 1 rial or 2 rials, and after that suddenly you get a whole gang behind you. And if you are weak sometimes, then they can topple you too. That's how they cling on to you. They won't leave you until you give something. And they'll follow you right till the Arab Sharif. So somebody said that these people, see how they beg here. So I said, they teach us how to beg of Allah Ta'ala. They are teaching us that that's how we must beg of Allah Ta'ala. Dile mustarib ka ye peyham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram hai. Muhabbat dar haqeeqat is tasleem ka naam hai, ke mehboob-e haqeeqi usme mutasarrif ho, aur banda har tasarruf se raazi rahe. Haq Ta'ala ko apne bandon ki khasta hali bahut mehboob hai. ان کی آہ و زاری بہت محبوب ہے اور باوجود صدہ رحمتوں اور عنایتوں کے اپنے مقبولین کی دعا کبھی تاخیر سے قبول فرماتے ہیں تاکہ اس کی آہ و زاری کا سلسلہ حاجت پوری ہونے سے بند نہ ہو جائے اور ہمارے حضور میں اے اللہ وہ کہتا رہے اور ان کی زبان سے وہی نکلتا رہے نعرہ مستانہ خوشمی آئے دم تا
ابد جانا چنی می بائے دم
سے نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم. Oh my beloved Allah, I really like to take your name Allah, Allah, and I wish I can go on and on like that till the day of Qiyamah. Like how those waves of the ocean is, they non-stop, non-stop, they go on and on and on. A person can watch, they just go on and on. They just keep coming to. So when the person reaches that stage, then he'll be a normal person, balanced person. He doesn't go off his head. He doesn't become a majnoon and a pagal person. He does not become an abnormal person. He will still run his business. He will marry. He will bring up his children. He will eat. He will drink. He will laugh. He will joke. He will do everything. But now his heart will be Allah, Allah. Nikal jaye dam tere qadmon ke niche, yahi dil ki hasrat, yahi aarzu hai. So he says, Allah Ta'ala sometimes likes to delay the acceptance of the dua. The dua is accepted, but the fruits or the zuhur of that dua, to show him the effects of his dua, Allah Ta'ala delays it. Because he knows that we are of such nature that the moment he fulfills that request and that need of ours, then that will be the end of our coming to the masjid also. So for many people, that's why Allah Ta'ala delays it. That they got some need, they are saying Allah, Allah, but Allah Ta'ala is delaying it because he wants that person to continue making Allah, Allah and begging. He knows that this person just fulfilled that need of his and see, he won't even come to the masjid tomorrow. There are so many people they pack the masajid when it comes to exam time. So many young boys, students, you will find them in the masjid, exam time. And they will say, make dua, make dua. Soon as they pass the examination, then finish, they passed. Then you don't see them much. No? So for some people, that's why Allah Ta'ala delays. And for those who are pious and righteous, Allah Ta'ala loves their Allah, Allah, because it comes out with ishq and muhabbat. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes delays the zuhur of the dua, the acceptance. So what we have to do is make tafweez. Make tadbir and then make tafweez. Tadbir is that we make use of the means, and tafweez is that we resign our will to the will of Allah. That's all we can do. More than that is not in our power, and therefore if we are going to sit and brood and cry and wail and complain, it's not going to help. After we have made the correct effort, that is important, the correct effort. The person hasn't made the correct effort and then he's waiting for results. So then he's fooling himself. Person hasn't planted no seeds in the land. Nothing. No seeds. The rains came and went. He didn't plow the land. He didn't plant the seed. He didn't do nothing. And he's sitting there and he's waiting. And he's tearing. And somebody asked him, what you crying for? He said, no, I'm waiting for the crops to grow, but up till now nothing has come out from the ground. So they ask him, did you plow, did you plant seeds? He said, no, that all I didn't do. So then they'll say, there is one asylum nearby here. We'll send you there free of charge. So make the correct effort, and then after that resign will to Allah. After planting the seed in the ground, is it in any human being's power to cause it to germinate? Is it in the power of the farmer to cause all those seeds to germinate and give him a good crop of mealies and all the other things that he plants? Which human being has that power? Take one seed, put it underground. And the aqal of insan says that if you put it underground and again you put sand over it, then that's death. How can there be life then? Do we take persons, put them in janaza and going to bury them while they are alive or after they are dead? So that is what our aqal tells us, that when you put it underground and you put sand, finish, it should be dead. So who is it that is causing the crops to grow? Who is it causing the seeds to germinate? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's why when the person has got ishq and muhabbat of that Allah in his heart, so then he clings on to Allah Ta'ala, whether he he sees the fruits of his dua immediately or is delayed, but he says, my Allah, I have put my case before him, now I leave it to him. So that's tafweez, resigning our will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. And when we learn that, then we will have sukoon in our hearts. At present, all these complaints and person wants to give up Islam and Iman and he doesn't want to believe in Allah Ta'ala because I made so much of dua and nothing happened. All that won't happen. When the person makes tadbir, makes tafweez, finish. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. And we conclude once again today because I mentioned the waves of the ocean, so that share of that beautiful poetry comes to mind.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman, samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. یا رحیم یا کریم یا ذل جلال والاکرام, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. Forgive each and every one of us, my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the suffering, the pain, the hardships of the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Palestine, my beloved Allah. Give hidayat to those zalim Yahudis, but if it is not in their taqdeer, then remove them from the surface of the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo shaheed ho gaye, unko jannatul firdaus mein ala muqamat ata farma. Those whom they have left behind, give them sabr jameel, ajr azim. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Ya Rahim, tere siwa humara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi humara nahi. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.